opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here on the 22nd of April. And we're celebrating over 10 years on the air here at KCNR. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I'm here with Sue today. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Carl.
Ooh, your voice is always so pleasant in the morning.
Well, thank you.
This is the first time I talk, you know, from the time I get up to the time I come in. Well, so I'm not sure what comes out. You know, I go, but you are always, it's kind of like listening to, okay. The sleeping, you know, the remember Sleeping Beauty? Have you ever seen Sleeping Beauty? And
of
the
course.
Voice, very pleasant, always happy. You know, she was hanging around with a bunch of angry dwarfs. But it's kind of like you're doing, so here. But you're always, you know, uplifted in all this.
Yeah, you know, I try. I just think, you know.
You do a good job.
Every day is a good day. It is, once again, Wednesday, April 22nd, Administrative Professionals Day, Bookmobile Day, Earth Day, Happy Earth Day, Girl Scout Leaders Day, and Jelly Bean Day. Today, a slight chance of showers and 76 degrees and a low of 51 with partly cloudy skies. Sunny tomorrow and 81 with a low of 54. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 86 and lows in the 50s. It's currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 54, 53 in Anderson, 47 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 50 degrees in downtown Redding. As I mentioned earlier, there's so much construction in and around Redding. Just look out for detours, folks. That's all I can tell you. If you're traveling between Redding and the Oregon border, we will have stop-and-go traffic on Interstate 5. You can expect delays near O'Brien, a little bit closer to Dunsmuir. There's about five areas affected, including the Sims Road on-ramp. It is a full closure in that area, also closer to 96. Expect delays past Weaverville on 299 West and delays near Aiden, where they're having construction. This is on 299 East. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a better-known business. I just talked to Chuck yesterday, and things are rolling out there. Less propane in businesses, much more propane in homes. You can give him a call, 365-3793. He gives discounts to seniors and veterans. If it's Wednesday, it must be Robert Burke.
Of course.
And Robert was given homework last week before he left. And because he hasn't been given homework for the last month.
Well, we have online schooling, so it's kind of like homework.
Yeah. You know, I understand. And this is sad, but students that have problems with certain classes, like geometry or whatever, they're not showing up on they're not showing up to school. They're not coming on the air because it's where they need the kind of interface that they see from in the classroom and in the learning from their peers too. It's just not there, so they're very discouraged, and that's why I understand is they're going to hold you all back a year this year. That next, what grade are you in?
I'm in 11th grade.
Well, you'll be in 11th grade next year too. Until we get this thing figured out. Robert says, "I know he's kidding, but there is
that slight feeling.
There's that slight feeling. Well, you know, you've lost almost a third of your school year.
Yeah.
When you add up the days, and
right.
I mean, is everybody going to pass the? Are they going to give you all the tests?
Well, we haven't really been getting a whole lot of tests via the online version because it's hard to administer tests and make sure students aren't cheating and that kind of stuff.
You mean they would be picking up books and looking for the answers?
or using their phones and looking them up. That's even faster.
Phone, that's right.
You don't have
that's
to
right.
flip through pages. It's
no, you
just
look
right there.
Look for specific things, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then just kind of copy and paste it.
Right.
Kids are smart. You got to think about that. Maybe you'll be for the first half of the year, you'll be still be a junior, and the second half of the year, you'll be a senior.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Hey, look, I want to get my money's worth out of this education system, okay? You know, my property taxes go into this, and you guys aren't going to school. Teachers are still being paid, though, from what I understand.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, Robert, your homework was?
Find movies for all ages.
All ages. Right. All groups. Okay. So what did you find? You start with the kids.
So if you have younger children, I had a bit of a harder time with this category than the other ones because I just am not accustomed to watching movies designed for younger children.
When you were eight, you were watching adult movies. Come on. And there's the problem. You know, PG and things like that.
Right.
Of course, you know, watched over by your parents. So what did you find there?
Well, on Netflix right now, there's this really great movie. It was a comic book movie, but it didn't really feel like one. It came out back in the December of 2018, so it's fairly recent. It's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This is a Spider-Man film that centers around, instead of Peter Parker, it's Miles Morales, which is a different Spider-Man in the universe. And it's about how he contacts this, like, strange presence. It's kind of hard to describe, but basically there's this like multiverse. So there's a bunch of different universes with a bunch of different Spider-Mans, and they all start going into his reality because there is a big bad guy who is trying to break into the multiverse to get his for a reason that I won't explain because it's somewhat of a spoiler. But it's basically about all these Spider-Mans from these different universes having to team up. And it's a really funny movie. There's some absurd Spider-Mans.
Is it animated?
It is. It's
okay.
An animated movie. And
okay.
The animated style is fantastic. There's some very, like, funny situations in it. There is a there's a Spider-Man who is called Peter Porker, and he is a pig. And it sounds absurd, but it really, really works. And he's voiced by John Mulaney, the comedian. This won Best Animated Feature at the Oscars for 2018.
Okay.
It's very well done, and I would highly recommend that you check it out.
Okay, and that's for your kids.
Good. Right.
Okay, what's another one?
And then on Amazon Prime, this one, it might not seem like a movie that you think would be made for kids, but I really think that it's a movie that's made for all ages. On Amazon Prime, there's the classic Billy Wilder movie, Some Like It Hot, which honestly I think is great for all ages. I think it's a funny movie. It makes time fly like nothing else does, and I think it's a great one for it's a great one to watch for quarantine.
So you've got two guys dressed in drag that are pretending they're women. You have to know the story, but it is a funny movie. Marilyn Monroe's in it, and Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon,
right.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah,
and you know, if you've not seen it, it's probably worth it. I think that kids could probably laugh at this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to throw one out at you. How about Babe, about the pig?
I have not seen Babe.
Oh, now see, I think that that's a good family movie, and the reason being, it tells a story about just because you're a pig, you can't dream to aspire to be something else, and having a mentor and somebody that believes in you to do it. But it's also about bullying and getting along and being able to care about people and care about the people around you. In this case, it's animals. And it's a great movie. It has a super feel-good ending, and it had a sequel after that. But it's about a little pig on a farm.
Do you know who directed Babe?
No.
It was George Miller, director of the Mad Max movies.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now, you would have never thought that. You would have never thought that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is a movie that it came out a long time ago.
Right.
It had to be.
I've heard of it. I just haven't seen it.
Let me throw that recommendation in, too, because there's no animation in it, but there's – you have animals talking, and you have different actors playing those parts. Anyway, okay. What's your next one?
All right. So this
I tell you
one,
what. Let's take a break first,
okay.
And then we'll go into our next segment. This portion of the show brought to you by Mary's Pizza. You know, Mary's Pizza Shack is down on the corner of Shasta. And Pine is, of course, open for business in the sense that you can get their wonderful pizzas you know, delivered or just pick them up. But they also have great sandwiches and salads and beverages.
Spaghetti.
They have it all there. And Mary's Pizza Shack has been one of the groups of people, one of the businesses in this town that have always stood up to help other organizations, nonprofits, to, you know, to thrive also. So here's your chance. Let's get back to Mary's Pizza Shack and order a pizza today. I mean, you know, frankly, I'm tired of cooking. So I think Mary's is going to get a call soon to see if we can't get one of their wonderful pizzas, probably one of the best in town, right there from Mary's Pizza Shack. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no, where to go, or say we're only dreaming,
a whole new world.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries.
Welcome
and
back
your
to Feet by Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, 720 in the morning, and oh gosh, about 52 degrees, I think, out there, close to that. Today's the 22nd of April. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Somebody asked me, can they design, or if they design something, can they build it down there? Yes, they can build what you design, and they can also help you with the design, so you'll have a unique piece of jewelry there. That's at Four Winds Jewelry. They'll be opening up with everybody else whenever that day is, sometime in the future. Linda's favorite spot to shop for jewelry. I'm here with Robert Burke, who is our movie critic, and he's found movies that, you know, you may not have looked at, and he gave ones for the kids, and now ones for, which group is this?
I can go on to the teenagers.
Teenagers. Okay, let's see the teenager groups.
All right, well, one that just got added to Netflix that I watched just a week ago or maybe a few days ago, is a movie from 2010 called The Social Network. This one was directed by David Fincher, and it is about Mark Zuckerberg and him creating Facebook. And it's a really, really interesting movie. It's written by Aaron Sorkin, who is known for these really fast-paced, fast-moving scripts with dialogue that's flying at you at, you know, a million miles per minute. And it totally works for this kind of story because it's telling the story of this young kid who's suddenly creating this multi-million and eventually billion-dollar corporation of Facebook. And it's a really, really well-done movie. It was nominated.
This one with the twins and the
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's not an easy person.
No.
No.
And they don't try to represent him as a nice person
either.
No,
it's questions about what he stole, what he took, payoffs to the twins who have been hugely rich.
Right.
After they went to court.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really well done movie. I would recommend checking it out. Another one, which is on Hulu, and this one is fantastic. It came out last year. It's called Booksmart.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story of these two younger women who are on their last day of high school. And the graduation is basically the next day, and it's the night before, and there's a bunch of parties going on. And these are two, you know, nose in their book type kids, and they never partied a day in their life. And they decide that, you know, it's their last chance to party while they're still in high school. So they go around and just party like crazy. It's a really well done movie. It combines, you know, like Dazed and Confused, like the older 80s or 90s high school movies mm-hmm. about partying and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's a combination of that kind of classic stuff while infusing, you know, modern day into it and making it more applicable for people living right now. I think it's a great movie to watch if you're a senior in high school or really just for any ages in high school. It's very funny. It's very well done. And I even think that it's a good movie for, you know, if your family is, you know, the youngest is a ninth grader or a 10th grader. I think that this is one that everyone could enjoy equally.
Okay, let's go. Let's move to the adults because I have a couple movies people have been writing in here.
Okay.
About too. So what's your for the older people?
Well, this one is actually a TV show. So HBO right now, because everyone is stuck at home, made a lot of their premium content free through, you know, HBO Now. You might have to go on and get sign up for a subscription or something like that. But it's completely free. You don't have to pay for anything. And one of their primetime shows is called Barry. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it was, I believe, written by Bill Hader, who is a comedian. He used to be on SNL. And it's starring him. And it's about this hitman that goes to L.A. for a job. And he is hired to kill an actor in an acting class. But in doing so, he gets wrapped up in the acting class and decides that he wants to pursue that.
I've seen a few episodes of that. It's,
yeah.
It's good. But, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't bring out Dexter.
Right. It's not
serial murderer.
It's not like it's a very interesting blend of genres because the movie can go from really serious to really funny really, really quickly. And with a lot of shows that can feel very jarring, you know, shifting tone so quickly, but with Barry it's very natural. And
it's
very well done.
Now these are coming in from the users from our listeners. Movies for all age groups. If The Princess Bride and The Neverending Story are not on the list, then the list is wrong. Now, I think The Princess Bride is one of the it's a very enjoyable movie. I'm not going to say it's in my top 10, but it's a great movie. It's, you know, it's a it's set back in the past, and you have sword fighting and Andre the Giant, and you have, I guess you do, you have like these two gnomes played by Billy Crystal and Carol Kane in it, and Mandy Patinkin is in it. I mean, it has weathered the years very well.
Yes, it has.
And it's funny. And so yes, I could see where that could be. You know, that everybody could watch that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever seen A Neverending Story. I'm not even sure what that is.
I think I might have seen it when I was younger. Yeah. It's a well-reviewed movie, not quite as much as you know, Princess Bride, which is a great movie for all ages, but it is well-reviewed.
So do people get into these Linda got into a Spanish series that, you know, in one season they have 41 episodes, but it's all in Spanish and with subtitles. But subtitles, we've come to ignore the language differences because of the subtitles. And then you can still see, you know, you see the actors, you see what's going on, and you can read about what's going on. You know, it says birds chirping. Okay. Emotional music being played. You know,
I always love that because people who are deaf, when it just says emotional music, they're like, oh, just imagine anything I
horse,
want.
Horse snorts. Okay. Thank you. We needed that too. Netflix has gone bonkers. They've had forget how many million people have signed up. They're far above their projections. But then, again, they didn't plan on COVID-19.
Right.
Movies, though, are the theater industry is really taking it hard.
Yeah, especially AMC theaters. They're looking like they might be filing for bankruptcy soon.
Yeah.
And a lot of the other ones are holding up well, but AMC was just this perfect storm because they had upgraded a lot of their theaters and bought new locations, and they had their AMC A-List program where it's like $20 a month and you can see 3 movies a week. They had just done so many things. They went a ton of money into debt because they were trying to upgrade their theaters and make the experience better. And it's a shame because it's not like it was their fault. The COVID thing hit and then they had to close their theaters. And because of that, they're looking questionable.
Well, you know, then you have the Hollywood industry is shut down. So, you know, I don't feel sorry for the stars that, are, you know, have gotten hundreds of millions. But, you know, if you think beyond the stars and the quote celebrities, which I think people have really come to realize that there's, why did I even listen to these people in the past? If you ever listen to them, but all the people like the cameras and the construction guys, the painters, the makeup, they're out of business now. They're out of work. And a lot of them were contractors, you know, working on several different movies at one time. Now they're all shut down.
Right.
So they're getting hammered too. So it's, you know, this has been I won't say it's been an equal opportunity destroyer of jobs because it hasn't been. But for people that are working with their hands in the service industry, this has been a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
Though I know that I don't want you to be late for school this morning. What do you do? Just turn on the computer at 8 or something?
12. Yeah, 1.
and what happens then? So you've got, but you take like 6 classes, right?
Right.
So what's when you flip on the computer, and let's just say it's English, Okay. Which one of the classes you're taking?
I am taking AP Statistics.
Okay. So statistics comes up. I mean, is it just a written lesson?
Well, so you go onto Google Classroom,
right?
And you see your 7 different classes on there, and then you can click on AP Statistics, and then it brings you to this list, this feed, and in it you can see messages from the teacher. And if you scroll down, there's like different assignments. So, like we recently, he's just been giving out like worksheet type stuff for us to do statistic problems.
So you're not seeing the teacher. You're not any of that. There's no like Zoom classes.
There are Zoom classes, but they aren't. You know, it's not like they're as frequent as face-to-face classes were. They're usually there if any students have questions or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you zip through that, and that's it, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever pick a day and not go to school?
Yeah. And sometimes I pick days and just do school for 7 hours straight. Just depends on the day.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Robert, thanks a lot.
Thank you so
much. Stay safe out there.
Will do.
We'll sanitize this area after you leave.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is still out there assisting people in need. And, in fact, the business has picked up dramatically because with the in-shelter orders that some people cannot make it to help their charges. Well, Sharon Clark and her people have picked up that slack. And whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, somebody to come in, make sure they're okay, make sure, say you've got a broken leg and it's a little difficult for you to get around and you need some shopping done and all these things. Well, Home Helpers will also take care of that. There's nothing that they can't help you with. And like I said, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Home Helpers, give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. 8:31 in the morning, 53 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Let it go, can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. Cold never bothered me anyway.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment this month. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 7:35 in the morning, 53 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a great day, up to 79. We keep getting threatened with rain now and then. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, you can give them a call at 365-3793, and Bastiani Arms is bringing us a segment. Call them at 222-8222 to see if they're open. They had a big run on all their guns. They're located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's the only place I go to buy guns or get guns worked on, is right there. It's the best. Like I said, give them a call at 222-8222 and check their hours. Okay, has something nothing to do with the, you know, it's hard to find stories that have nothing to do with the COVID-19. I mean, it really is. I mean, everything is, okay, this story is related to it. This story is related to it. This story is related to it. But here, I have one.
You do?
I do.
You know, it's so hard for me to find news stories that are non, because literally crime is cutting back. However, we're seeing more domestic violence cases.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's the story about a woman who had implants, breast implants. It deflected a gunshot. So she got shot and deflected it and saved her life. I'm not sure about, you know, no pictures or anything, but, you know, just a, okay, there's one story. Anyway, here it is. As we all know, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, signed with the Tampa Buccaneers, you know, left New England after all these years, his whole career there, 20 years, signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, there's a couple of reasons why, people said. One of them is that that Tom was unhappy with his receiver core for the last 2 years. Gronk retired, and his receiver core wasn't that good. You know, you can't throw it all the time to, that one guy, Edelman, because they're covering him like four people. And his other people were not doing that well. Tampa Bay has got a good receiver core. The second thing is there are no state income taxes in Florida. So that just saved, I'm sure saved Tom Terrific millions of dollars a year that way. Now, something else has just happened. Gronkowski, the Gronk, has said, when they talked about trading him a couple years ago, said, I'm not playing for anybody but Brady. And then Gronk retired at age, I think, 30. And so he set out last year, looked like he lost 50 pounds. And he said, I'm not playing. And then Tom moved to Tampa Bay. Gronk said, I had a year off. That's enough. And he is now, and I guess he just passed a physical, so he has joined up again with Brady. So you've got Brady and the Gronk playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're, of course, quite happy about this. You know, not that there's going to be any fans in the stadium, but it's going to be good to see Tom Brady back throwing the football to Gronkowski. Now, you know Edelman's looking south right now going, How do I get out of here? How do I get out of here? Do I have to retire for a year, then come back and go down and play with them? I mean, that'd be great. Get Edelman and Gronk and Brady. Of course, Brady, I wonder if he does his hair. Because, you know, is he getting gray yet? And by the way, if this, I'm driving down the street yesterday, and I see this lady walking, and I looked at her because her hair was two different shades. It was light at the bottom and darker on the top. And I thought, obviously a run-on hair coloring, right? But maybe at this point, you know, women are going, hey, you know what? It's time. Time to go out natural. So I noticed that. And it wasn't just one. It was like two or three. So anyway. Okay. I'm trying to keep this. I mean, I could go into the statistics and all these things, you know, but everybody knows these statistics. And we're going to have Joe Comeni on at 8 o'clock to talk about this new Shasta County promotion to start businesses back up. And, of course, the city hall or city council voted yesterday for like a $35 million economic package, including putting the a new air conditioning and heating system into the Civic. It'll put a bunch of people to work. $200 back on your electric bills. We've already had 50. And people are saying, why don't you just give me the $200? Now, you know, I heard that the other day. And I understand that. Well, just give me the $50 and I'll spend it the way I may need to spend it on something else. Well, the reasoning behind this is if they give you $200 off your bill, then that means you've got $200 in your pocket you can spend any way you want. However, my question is what about the people that are on the, you know, you're on that the annual system? They average you for last year, and then you pay that much for this year. So you have a constant, you know, you don't have a $200 bill one month and an $800 bill the next. You know, we're on that. So we just pay the same amount through the year, and then this year they dropped it $75 because we've used less electricity and water and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it works out for us. But when that $200 hits, I don't see that. That I guess that will be added into my final tally when they take that off, and it may drop my water or my annual or my monthly bill. Maybe. I don't know. See, it's because it's over 2 months as opposed to having it hit it here. Oh, I don't have to pay. They took $200 off my bill. That's $200 now I can use for something else. I need to talk to somebody about that. And somebody said, what you saw, Carl, is actually a style of color done on many women, especially the movie stars who do it a lot. Done right, it's very attractive. I'm not sure that was it, Sonny. I'm not sure that was it. Maybe it was. Okay. Questions coming in or people talking on the chat room. Yeah, it is tough for kids that are out in the rural areas that don't have have hotspots or have the have high speed internet or people that need some more help. Is there somebody said, but with no testing, and if there is testing, there's no way to keep people from cheating. Any grades for this semester are a joke. Well, then you go back into trusting the fact that you've got kids and the parents there that when they take tests that they don't cheat. Parents are having a hard time with all of this, especially parents who are still working. Hard to monitor if the kids are being responsible about online classes. And then again, what we said about the style of color. Okay. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The point I was trying to make about the city giving people, it was $50, and then they made it another $250, and they'll put it on their credit, they'll credit their REU bill. The point I was making is there are a lot of people out there, hairdressers, grocery store clerks that aren't working, restaurant waitresses, that are struggling and probably flat broke right now.
Uh-huh.
And the city of Reading gives them a credit, and they call it a refund. It's not a credit. They're giving them a refund, and they're applying it to the REU bill. these people, I suspect, if they got their refund the way they should be and be able to decide to spend it the way they want to, would feed their kids rather than pay their REU bill, especially since REU said they're not going to cut off anybody during this pandemic.
I see what you're saying.
You articulated it very well.
Well, I didn't see it. I really didn't understand it, what you were saying, because to me it was $200 that you were coming in, then you could use that $200 for something else. I didn't put into the play of it that they wouldn't pay the bill, that they would use it for something else.
Well, a lot of people don't have the $200 that this is going to give them to spend because they didn't have to pay their REU bill. A lot of people are flat-ass broke.
Yes.
And if you're going to give me a refund, let me decide how I'm going to spend my refund. That's my point. And here's another point. This money comes from the carbon tax. I believe there's $50 million in that pot for the city of Reading. It might be 30, but it seems like it was 50. And that money can only be spent on green projects or refunded to the taxpayers. Okay, so why don't they take that money and put it into cleaning up all of this fire-prone area, all the overgrowth and everything, and sending it down to the cogeneration plants, which are green energy producers, so it can be qualified as a green project, put a lot of people to work cleaning that up, which would help the economy and alleviate the fire danger. You've got three things you're solving right there.
I think
there.
That's a great idea.
Well, you know what? Nobody asked me, but I think it is a good idea.
I think it is a good idea. I think that could be one of the other things that happen here.
Well,
that
you could,
we can make ourselves safer for the summer, too, because we can't forget that the summer is quickly approaching and fire season is almost here.
Well, it seems like the city of Reading's answer is to go out and sub out 200 goats to trim a few leaves along the side of the road. Now, another point, too.
Wait a minute. Now, let's not be denigrating goats there like that.
Well, Muslims wouldn't degenerate them. They would eat them.
Well, a lot of people eat goats.
Things.
What I'm saying, though, is a goat herd can clear out a whole big area. It's not just a few leaves. It's
Yeah, but it
safer.
All grows back next year.
Well, it's, yeah. But see, then you think of it as a sustainable job.
So let's move on.
I can't.
Now
the city
is giving a 300 rebate. Well, I'm not sure it's a rebate, but I assume it's going to be a refund. To low income. So how come as a medium income taxpayer, I don't get $300? They're rewarding people that aren't achievers at the expense of the achievers.
Okay.
So you're going to take
control. I'm not disagreeing with that point either.
Well, you know what? That has happened.
That's three in a row here, Nick.
Yeah, uh-huh. That has happened for years and years and years. The earned income credit. You're taking money away from the taxpayer and giving it to the non-taxpayer. You know what should be called earned income is Social Security. And what should be called an entitlement is their earned income credit.
What I think, too, is when I see $500 being given away to people that are here illegally and, that amount of money not given to veterans in serious conditions, elderly veterans that have our citizens and who have defended this country. I think it's all wrong. Anyway, hey, we're way past the break. Thanks for calling, Nick. Okay, hey, Dolores, hang on till we come back after the break, and we'll get right to you. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. The temperature's going up. Is your air conditioner working? Are your filters clean? Are your air ducts pushing the air through? Is your thermostat working? Well, it's time to call Alliance Heating and Air and get everything ready for the summer because it's going to jump on us real quick. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over a quarter of a century. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been voted best in the North State. They are a super business to have come and take care of your HVAC needs. We'll be right back after these messages.
I don't need my own decision.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 53 degrees out there, and it's going to go up to a whopping, if I can get this off the screen here, a whopping 79 today, 7:53 in the morning. Joe Kameny's here. I mean, he's not sitting in here. He's outside doing his homework. But let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning. You know, what my concern is, you know, is the older people. You know, the older people are really important to you know. My concern is that a lot of people don't have, like, internet, okay? They don't get on Facebook. They don't have the ability to how to get on there and do those things, okay? You know, and it's just so, you know, disturbing for me when I'm sometimes turn on the TV, then you see on the Channel 7, you see a small, tiny little writing going by saying, if you want to watch the president, go to KRC, Channel 7, or whatever, you know. It kind of forces you where to go to kind of see the president, you know, when the president has something to talk about. It's so important about the coronavirus. And you know, and it's like, Judge Judy's more important than the president because they don't even stop the show of Judge Judy or any show that's going on to inform what's going on in our country. And I think it's important because, like I said, I mean, us, a lot of people know how to get on the internet and do research and all that, but older people don't have access to getting on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it's really disturbing because then when you go to shopping, you see these older people don't even have gloves, don't even have masks. And, you know, I feel sorry for them, but at the same time, it bothers me because it's not kind of like their fault because they're not being informed how dangerous this virus is. You know, I mean, we know how dangerous it is. It's a killer. You know, it's killing people. And it's just, I don't know. I'm very bothered that Channel 7 News does this, you know, and we have a good community, you know.
I think that, you know, the newspaper is the way people used to get their information. And the newspaper has been cut back so much. So they put a lot of their stuff online, but then, as you said, a lot of people don't get online. When we give out addresses for everybody, that's why we try to give out phone numbers. If people need masks or they need help, like with their shopping, there's organizations out there, groups out there, we've talked about them, that they'll do the shopping for the elderly. We'll go out there and pick up the stuff for them. People can call a grocery store. And, like, let's just say Orchard Nutrition. You can call them. You can order over the phone. And then you come down there, and they will bring it out and put it in the trunk of your car. So it's, you know, you don't need the internet for that.
Right.
So, but you're right, you know. And then if they're watching TV and you get, you know, the news organizations, I don't care which one it is, they've all got some kind of editorializing they do that – frankly, the news that you see on our local news stations is, you know, I mean, it's got a lot less of that, you know, where they're putting their opinions in the news as opposed to telling what's going on. But it is, you know, what about the people that don't have it? And then as far as schools go, what about schools out in the rural areas that don't have the internet capabilities? So, okay,
yeah.
Got to run. Chris, good morning. We got like 2 minutes left. Hello, Chris. You're on. We've got like 2 minutes left.
I'm up right now?
You're up right now. I've got like 2 minutes.
Okay. Interesting statistic, and I don't know if this contradicts or helps Nick's view on the rebates. But on Stuart Varney this morning on Fox Business, the first week that the $1,200 checks came out to everybody, marijuana sales were up 142% in Colorado.
Yeah, and I saw something that one of the big box stores had a new TV for sale, and guess how much it was for?
$1,200.
You got it, buddy. Yeah.
Gives an idea of what priorities are.
Well, sometimes, you know, you're right. You know, where Nick has the is thinking that, you know people are going to spend this on food and clothing and stuff they need to keep their families going, and many, 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 many will. Yeah, there's others that get that $1,200 and marijuana sales go up.
I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, it's the article about which guns do I buy with the $1,200. I mean,
right.
It's not that $1,200 went into my savings because I know I'm going to need it.
So did mine, exactly,
yeah,
right.
I know.
Save it for a rainy day.
You got it. We're going to need it. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Well, that's true, too. If you get to $200, it's taken off your electric bill. Now you could maybe want to use it on food. I mean, I understand perfectly what he says, and you're going to let your REU bill go because REU isn't turning off the power right now. But guess what? At some point, REU is going to turn off the power at some point. And you get 4 months behind, or 2 months behind, then, you know, that's going to be another thing that you're going to see that I'm going to, you know, next time we get to city in here is that people aren't working and they're using the money they have, the money they're getting to feed their families. Electricity is not your nearest enemy. In other words, your electricity is out there 3 months. Well, you can't think 3 months out there. You're thinking right now, feeding your family, keeping a roof over their head with a mortgage, paying insurance on your car so you can travel to your job when it opens up again. Yeah, there's a lot of things that's going to have to be addressed here this summer. It'll be interesting to see how it happens. Hopefully we'll have some kind of input on it. Hey, it's 7:59 in the morning. We're going to take a break for the news, and then Joe Comente, Board of Supervisors, will join us.
On the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee. bill.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More protests expected today in various state capitals. People growing increasingly impatient with virus-related lockdowns and other restrictions. Some states are beginning to ease those restrictions or will soon do so. And governments overseas are starting to back off. In Germany, some smaller shops have now reopened.
Restrictions are also being eased in Denmark and Austria. And in France, long lines built up outside the few McDonald's drive-thrus serving customers again. There's been growing impatience over virus-related shutdowns that have seen tens of millions of people lose their jobs.
Correspondent Charles de la Desma in London. He may not be using the term red line, but President Trump is drawing one in the Persian Gulf. From a tweet the president posted this morning, I have instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats if they harass our ships at sea. Such menacing behavior has been practiced by Iran for quite some time. The president pulling in the welcome mat for the time being.
The president says he will sign an executive order on immigration this week.
I will be issuing a temporary suspension of immigration into the United States.
He says it would apply only to those seeking permanent residency and not temporary workers. The president wants to limit foreign competition for jobs as the U.S. economy tries to recover from the coronavirus outbreak.
We must first take care of the American worker.
Mr. Trump says the order could be signed as soon as Wednesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Before week's end, the House expected to give final congressional approval to a $480 billion coronavirus relief package approved unanimously by the Senate. It will help small business owners and hospitals, also provide more money for testing. Wall Street, the Dow is up 365 points. The S&P, 49 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims to have put the Islamic Republic's first military satellite into orbit.
Iran is vaunting this as a major success and an expansion of its military capabilities. The Revolutionary Guards say the satellite named Nur, which means light, reached an orbit of 425 kilometers after being launched from deep in the desert. The Iranians have attempted several non-military satellite launches in the past few months, but all proved abortive. The U.S. has asserted that such satellites go against a U.N. resolution calling on Iran not to carry out any activity related to ballistic missiles that could deliver nuclear weapons.
That's the BBC Sebastian Usher. Indian government forces have killed four rebels in a gunfight in disputed Kashmir during a stringent lockdown to combat the coronavirus. That's according to India's army. News and analysis at townhall.com. A big Mexican restaurant chain will pay a record $25 million fine to resolve a criminal complaint that it served tainted food that sickened hundreds of people between 2015 and 2018.
You may remember the outbreaks of norovirus that caused severe stomach distress for more than 1,000 Chipotle customers in California, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Ohio in recent years. The fast food company has been criminally charged in Los Angeles federal court with violating a federal act against serving adulterated food, admitting to failing to keep food at proper temperatures, and allowing sick employees to remain on the job. This began in 2015 before an unrelated E. coli outbreak. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Delta Airlines, the biggest and most profitable U.S. airline, reports it lost $534 million in the first quarter of the year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. We are streaming, right? Yes, my producers are telling me, yes, we are. Every so often we get surprised now and then because our computer does what computers does, and it just decides to just update itself right in the middle of a show. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage, our front line out there in fighting this COVID-19. And today, of course, is the 22nd of April, and what's the weather look like, Sue?
Today, there is a very slight chance of showers and a high of 76 with a low of 51 and clearing. Now, tomorrow, sunny and 81 with a low of 54 with partly cloudy skies. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, replicas, 86 degrees with lows dropping down in the 50s overnight, once again for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 53, 52 in Anderson, 47 in the city of Shasta Lake, 50 degrees in downtown Redding. Now, we do have a hit and run, no injuries at Oak Run to Fern Road. Be careful. They do have emergency personnel responding. A traffic collision, no injuries this morning at I-5 North at Chart Avenue. This is in Red Bluff, and quite a bit of construction on the roadways between, I'm going to say, Redding and the Oregon border. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, around 10 areas where you can expect possible delays. That's a lot of construction, as well as on 299 west towards the coast. We've got about four areas with construction. And if you're traveling in Redding, they are doing quite a bit of construction, so look out for detours. Now, Carl, back to you.
Thank you. The weather report and the road reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I'm here with Joe Comente, Board of Supervisors, First District. But before, and you can join in on this, Joe, because three things I want to talk about real quick. The last one is kind of in your field. The first one is, in San Clemente, they had a skateboard park that they said, please don't use it. Well, skateboarders, being independent kinds of guys they are and girls, they used it anyway. So San Clemente put in 37 tons of sand. Said, ha, 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 you're not going to use that skateboard park now. And the skateboarders aren't. But the dirt biker showed up, and now they got videos of the dirt bikers using, you know, all the, you know, coming back up, standing their bikes up, you know, hitting it on the front wheels and down into the sand. You gotta love, you know, you gotta love people. I mean, really, amen. I mean, it's not like there's 50 of them, you know, linked together on their motorcycles or their skateboards. But I thought that was cool. The oil prices went up. Why? Trump threatened Iran. Hey, you keep this up, we're going to whack you. Well, oil prices just went sky high on that one. Thank you, Mr. Trump. You just had to mention it. And my last one. So only essential businesses are open right now.
Correct.
Well, the legislature in California and Sacramento is shut down. The House of Representatives and the Senate and the Congress of the United States is shut down. They're still drawing their salaries, and some of their staffers, I'm sure, have been laid off, but some of them are working from home. So are they considered a non-essential business?
I think that's more of an editorial.
That's a question. That's a true question.
Okay.
I'm open because we, you know, God knows why, but we're open.
We appreciate the information you bring.
Well, we
are
trying to push a lot of information out, and maybe we've gone, you know, one side, you know, saying that, you know, buying this, and other people aren't. So we're going to bring them in and see what, you know, see where the counter is to this. And I think it's, you know, people need to question when the government starts doing a lot of overreach like they have. But to me, when the senators and representatives are home and they're not out visiting constituents, so they're just sitting at home.
Well, I would hope that they were working from home during a pandemic that none of us have seen in our lifetime. I know for the county, we have quite a few employees that are off-site and working through technology, Zoom, GoToMeeting, and then obviously on their computers. So that can only be my expectation. I know in reaching out to the Dollies, they're working outside of their offices in Sacramento, but they are working. And they are helping us get a better handle on what is going on and what we can do, and giving us kind of a voice that we can.
I've invited them on for next week. I don't know if it'd be better to do together or do one hour and one the next, because there's two separate things there.
Correct.
Or have them both on talking about how this, you know, one affects the other, and then how this is affecting their life too. Be nice to be able to do something like that.
Yeah.
So,
and again,
but at least be able to talk to their constituents out here, you know, by saying, you know, there's a lot of things like this. Our economy, what is, you know, what do they see is happening, is going to happen here in the future, besides giving $500 to every illegal in the state? I wish you all could have seen the smile. It wasn't a real smile. It was kind of one of those smiles like, oh.
Yeah. And I don't really have a. I'm gonna avoid any comment on that because I
think
don't,
that's okay.
I know I don't, but I don't know what to say about that. So
why don't they give? If you want to give away $500, why don't you find elderly veterans that need the help?
I would certainly.
I mean, they've already got their names.
I look more. I'm a little focused on. I'm a lot focused on Shasta County, so I look at what our needs are. And certainly if there's extra money, we'll take it here to support our businesses and to support our elderly population.
You know, Pelosi has ice cream that's $13 a pint. We saw it in her refrigerator when she's at home in her $500 Gucci scarf. Okay.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, none of those are. But, you know, I was just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Are they home? What are they doing? I mean, what do they do? And they had like a call in. They had a unanimous vote by voice the other day to push the next portion of the relief package down too. Anyway, I'm going to take an early break because I've just totally talked about things that Joe didn't come in here to talk about. But Shasta County is now pushing out an idea.
Correct.
And that's what Joe's in here for, to talk about how we're coming back from this, how we're going to open up things, hopefully. We had Donnell on. Donnell Ewert, Health and Human Services. He's got to react to the state. You know, I would hope that Shasta County could take a lead, because we have no new cases in 5 days, you know, so which says a lot.
Correct.
And we're different than L.A. or San Francisco or San Diego, that we could be a spot that opens up.
Correct. And several smaller counties have asked the same question.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We had Jeff Fink on Monday, and Jeff said the economy is not going to be a V-shape. He said it's going to be U-shaped. And heard that from him Monday, and then now you're hearing it from the feds and everything. So they obviously listened to our show and agreed with us that it will be a U-shaped economy coming back. So it's not going to come back gangbusters right away. All these rules are going to be put on us. But Cornerstone Community Bank is, you know, participating in that PPP plan, and they did a great job in this. I've heard nothing but accolades for Cornerstone Community Bank. They're still moving local dreams forward. They are still helping people out there. There's not only their customers, but other people that came to them for assistance. Cornerstone Community Bank got it done. Two branches here in town, 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. And if you're down in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Joe Comente. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567 to 22nd at 1818 in the morning, 818 in the morning, and 53 degrees out there. We're going to go without virus songs today. Going into, you know, things like you've been playing. We'll ignore all the virus. There's thousands of virus songs out there now. This portion of the show brought to you by a guy that's open, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. This might be a good time to get those chips or a crack in your windshield fixed. Just give him a call at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, it's a veteran-owned business, so a man of integrity. It's not going to waste your time. He guarantees his work for life. You can't get any better than that. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. He has a area in a garage area there that you can come down. You'll be distanced, and then he can work on your car or your RV. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, Joe Cimenti is here, and Tuesday, yesterday, was introduced a – what exactly is this?
It really, in my interpretation of it, it was just a reiteration of the directive that the governor gave us. And the way it works is by statute, when you declare a state of emergency for a public health issue like the one we're facing, like a pandemic, that a lot of authority goes to your public health department, your public health officer, in this case being Dr. Ranstrom. So it really was nothing more than a reiteration of what the governor already said in terms of what's essential, what's non-essential, sheltering in, protecting our at-risk community. It was a little surprising just because none of us had seen it prior to it being discussed. But in fairness, so many things are evolving so rapidly, and they were working on this, they being Dr. Ranstrom and Donnell and Ruben Cruz, who's county council, you know, into the late evening on Monday. So we saw it. Mary, our board chair, Mary Rickard, read it on Tuesday. And again, it was nothing new in terms of what's going on. It just kind of solidified what the law says about the role that public health plays in a situation like this.
Okay, so there was some consternation at the board.
Yeah. And there's consternation for all of us. I mean, this is, for every one of us, this is an unprecedented period in our lives. There's a lot of anxiety here for all of us. Certainly we as electives want to do the very best we can for as many people as we can. And unlike dealing with a fire or an earthquake or a flood that is more tangible, you can see it, when the car fire came through, you knew it when it left your neighborhood. You had an idea of what that damage looked like. We're dealing literally with a serious invisible enemy. So to say that emotions are running high is really an understatement. And I think that's why it's important that certainly electeds, and I try to do as much as I can, and I know that electeds in all the county and the city try to do as much as they can to reach out to their constituents, to our constituents, and get as much information out as we can.
What was the bone of contention with this thing?
I think because we hadn't seen it. And it seemed draconian, and we hadn't seen it in advance. And as a legislative body, the thought process was we should have. And to me, I don't know if that's a point to bother arguing at this point. I understand the conditions around which it was drafted. Again, it is pretty much just a repeat of what our governor has told us.
So this was the counties?
Yes, this was public health establishing themselves as under a state of emergency, the entity that has authority in this type of situation.
Okay, so what were some of the things that were you would consider, even though it was the states that that is somewhat draconian here?
Well, I mean, it was the same about determining what's an essential business and what's not an essential business, things like that, which have always been concerning to some people. Why is this business allowed to do things and my business not?
So it's things like, why can you buy alcohol but not go to church?
Correct.
I mean, that to me seems, you can, I guess it's because of distancing.
Yeah, and that is certainly the argument that's given for it. But as someone who's a person of faith, I struggle with that. If I can buy alcohol, if I can go to the auto mechanic, I should be able to go to church. But that the idea of social distancing would have to be pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now they're talking about and have introduced where you can, stream it. There's Catholic Mass at 11 o'clock on Sunday that's streamed. So, but yeah, those things for
if
people,
you have a computer.
Yeah, for people like us, things, who tend to think through these things. We go, okay, that is not necessarily based in logic, and you can add the editorial that government sometimes doesn't base things in logic. Certainly, that's my editorial about the state of California. But nevertheless, this is where we are, and I think it's important that we just look forward and think about
Let's look forward here. Shasta County is nowhere like L.A. County or San Diego County or Marin County or San Francisco County or Sacramento. We've had 26 cases.
Correct.
We haven't had any in 5-6 days now.
We had one, but yes, not nothing. We probably think we had one over.
But it's been a while since that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. It might have been Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Sunday. So we have the medical facilities in place.
Correct.
We have the only thing we don't have is the ability to test people.
Correct.
And that's coming.
Correct.
And if I understand what the governor said, that if you've got these four or five criteria, one, it's going down, or in some of our – we've got five counties. It may have changed, but we had five counties that had no cases at all, the last one, Modoc and several others.
Correct.
And you've got the hospital. And you've got the one thing we don't have, like we said, is testing and tracking. But the other things we have.
And we're getting better. On the last time I checked, which was Monday, we had 800. The county had 800 of the tests. And it depends on what you're testing for.
Yeah.
These, you know, the tests we have are for people who are symptomatic, probably with severe symptoms, to validate that they in fact have the right. You know, COVID-19. What we really need, and what I know there's a lot of work being done on, is, and now I'm not a doctor, but you want to look at a test that would let you know if there's antibodies in your body, which would be an indication that you've had it. And that would be the most telling, because mm-hmm. the initial information we got about this virus was that 80% of the people infected will be asymptomatic or have mild to moderate
right.
symptoms.
Right.
And then you're talking about 20% that will be, you know, much more aggressive. And then of that 20%, 4% approximately will be more severe, where you could potentially have people die.
But those numbers are based on the ones we know about. So, and this is where there's a lot of people who've had it, like you just said, walking around.
Correct.
That it's never really affected younger people, kids. A lot of people like that. Okay. Moving beyond that, say we get the what do you see Shasta County looking like? Say, could we be a model county for them to come up here and say, okay, you've got almost 100,000 people in this town. You've got 190,000, 200,000 in the county. Do you think we could be like a model that could be used to show how we could open up?
Yes, yes. And several counties have already, Sutter being one, I think Placer being another, that are under 500,000 have already written letters to the governor requesting that perhaps he look at us differently. His contention with Trump was one size doesn't fit all,
mm-hmm.
and our contention with the governor is one size doesn't fit all. So at our next meeting, we'll discuss writing a letter and sending that off so that hopefully it's a consideration that will be given to smaller counties so that we can act more strategically because we don't have the density of population. If that were to occur, or when the restrictions get lifted somewhat, our goal is to be prepared in terms of what a rollout or what the chamber is calling a rapid response strategy would look like. So it would include social distancing. It would include very limited gatherings and a number to be determined. We don't know what that number would be. Looking at wearing masks, certainly continue to emphasize good hygiene and sterilization, ongoing sterilization, disinfecting in businesses, looking at things like 50% of capacity for restaurants, theaters, places like that. It'll be a little more difficult, but again, setting up the social distancing. So we're trying to put a plan together. And yesterday, the public health listed a group of people they'd like to have on what I look at as their executive committee. So it would include all the city managers, and it would include our CEO. It'll include the Office of Education, the Unified Command from Law Enforcement, healthcare, the business community, obviously, and very strongly, the faith community and public health, that they can then set up committees of each one of those entities so that we can develop a pretty detailed plan on what it looks like if we can convince the governor to let us go out sooner, or when the governor says, okay, we're going to relax some of the restrictions. I mean, I think we're looking at a long-term thing here. We're not going to have a vaccine, certainly, by the next quote-unquote flu season. So we're going to have to be prepared for what this looks like over the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning. Do you have a comment for
Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
Hear you perfectly.
So, Joe, hey, how you doing, Joe?
Doing well, wow. Thank you. Hope you're doing well.
3 hours, but I'll take 2 minutes maybe. I hope the county is really careful on what they think appropriate reopening is, because there are some huge constitutional issues here with freedom of association, freedom of assembly. To tell a restaurant you can only have half of your table, they can't. Their profit margins are so small, they're going to say we can't do it, and that's just a financial issue. There are huge class action lawsuits around this country, and Shasta County better pay attention, because if they start enforcing things that violate the basic freedoms of our country, Chaffetz County or its agents will be added to these lawsuits. So I would highly suggest that when you do opening, you allow the individual business owners and the individuals to determine how they want to open. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, and Richard's right. You know, right now the Bar Department of Justice says they're going to start weighing in on some of these states that are coming in with some real – I mean, we think ours are tough. You get into places like Wisconsin and a few others that it's just crazy. You can't go to, you know, drive-in churches, even though they arrested the pastor, even though they turned him loose and said, okay, you can go to have drive-in churches later. But it's right. I mean, we've given up a lot of our constitutional rights, and I know you believe in that.
Yeah.
You believe in constitutional
absolutely.
Rights.
Absolutely. This is
this can only last for so long.
Yeah, this is unprecedented, and I can assure you at what you already know, we are all working very diligently to do what's fair and appropriate, and you have to balance, obviously, a public health with economic vitality.
And by the way, Richard, next week we're going to have a couple of businesses and restaurants, well-known restaurants, the owners in, to talk about the impact it's had on them and then the rollout, what it could do, and how the PPP can actually work against you in some of these businesses. It's going to be really interesting, I believe,
to hear
from them, especially about with the rollout.
Yeah.
Because what he said is, he's right, they have a low profit margin. And when you take out half the tables and half the bar seats, you may have to have a limited menu.
And that's what a lot of them are doing now with takeout, carryout, is it's a limited menu because they can limit their inventory, they can limit their staff.
Sure. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Joe Comente, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can still get a hold of Judy or any of her people at 221-0441. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families and seniors and veterans. Two different divisions of Maxwell Insurance and Financial, of course, is the insurance side and then the financial side. And as you know, it's been a financial roller coaster. If you've got questions, give them a call. If you're having problems with insurance, health insurance, keeping insurance on your home, your cars, give Judy a call. 221-0441. We'll be right back with Joe Comente.
Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
And now, back to our show.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio. Here's the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month. 605-4567 is our phone number.
That's always an assignment.
It's an assignment trying to take care of me. Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us a segment. They, while, yes, elective surgeries are not going on, but it looks like they will be some of the ones that will be one of the first rollouts will be elective surgeries, people with hip and, you know, all different types of joint surgeries that were set up. All emergency surgeries, of course, are still going on to keep people alive and well like that at Shasta Regional. And the but elective surgeries, they're waiting for that to kick off. And it's Shasta Regional Medical Center is among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Also received 4 out of 5 stars in specific areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements. I mean, Shasta Regional Medical Center is hitting on all cylinders over there. Plus, they're the place that they take the COVID-19 patients. Thank God they're not having whole floors filled with them. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, I'm here with Joe Comente, Board of Supervisors, District 1. You're talking about the rules that were put out by our Health and Human Services, which essentially parroted, maybe not parroted is the right word, but essentially followed what the state gave us.
Correct.
But now let's talk rollout.
Okay.
And we talked about the fact that you all hopefully are going to write a letter to the governor saying one size doesn't fit all. Just like you said, we don't have a lot of cases. We've got this under control. We've met all these things. We'd like to start opening up.
And I think it's real important for everyone, but certainly for us, to put a plan in place, because this plan is probably going to be in place for the long term.
Yeah.
As we discussed before, this is 12, 18 months. Hopefully that we'll have some medications that can address the acuity of this virus, but we probably won't have a vaccine. And then there's certainly issues with vaccinations and people in favor of and against, and that's not a political hill I want to go up right now.
Yeah.
So I think we have to look at what this plan is going to look like over the longer term. And we're going to ease into this softly and slowly, with the opportunity of turning up the light, as the governor used, he used a dimmer switch, so the lights are completely out or semi out. We're going to start, you know, lighting up a little bit, but if we see a spike, we might have to shut it down. So,
So
we're going to have to be very methodical, which we will be, and we're going to bring a lot of really good minds I can't emphasize this enough because I've been having a lot of conversations with the business community. The business community is an integral part of this planning process. It won't be done by government people. They may be the facilitators of it, but it will really be driven by the business community, because we've got the health community, which we're very in tune to and are very concerned about the health of our community. And there's the economic side. So the two key players in all of this, in my mind, are the medical community and are the business community.
Well, as Richard pointed out earlier, you open up restaurants. And so restaurants open up, but they can only have half their tables, essentially, so you can get the social distancing. Now, you can change the menus around, so you're not going to have as big a selection, so they can, as you said, can help their inventory and all this. But that's going to be tight, but at least they're open. Places with outdoor dining facilities, I think, would have the upper, at least, until it gets 146 degrees here. So you can eat outside and spread yourself, be a little bit further apart.
Yeah,
also,
I would agree with that. And my ask would be of the business community, especially the restaurateurs, for them to develop a plan. And I know that there are several restaurateurs in our community right now who are developing a plan. One of them has already set up a model in his restaurant to show what it would look like with the appropriate social distancing, and he's built a plan around that. Mm-hmm. So I really think it's important that we get this information and input from the business community and from the people most significantly impacted. But I want to make sure that I emphasize that none of this will be done at the risk of public health, and I don't think anybody wants that. So there's the public health, and there is the business community. I think one of the things, and I'm speaking for myself now, that certainly I think about is how can we be more strategic at this? So as we've learned more about the virus and we realize that it's not the bubonic plague, but it's certainly more than a flu, how can we be more strategic in making sure that we protect those most vulnerable in our community, so that we make sure that people with pre-existing medical conditions are sheltered in place? People over a certain age, I hate to say this because you and I are in this age category, but people over the age of 65 are mindful of what they need to do and mindful of their health, so that we can really be more strategic about protecting those people that need protection and allowing younger people who typically will not be as impacted by viruses of this nature to initiate exposure.
Mm-hmm. The particular problem with younger people that are not showing any symptoms, but they could be carrying it, is keeping, that group's under. Because then you got to start looking at pods, and they start looking at the number of people that are infected in the state. The largest part is not the people that are 45 to 70.
Correct. And that's typical. My understanding of this, I'm not an epidemiologist.
That's typical. I saw here, 18 to 49 is 15,000, almost 16,000 cases, and then it goes down from there. If people are carrying it and don't show any of the symptoms but can still spread it,
correct,
is what we've really got to watch out for.
Correct.
And now, I understand that restaurants and other places can take people's temperature when they come in. If they have a temperature, they're not there. And if the workers have temperatures, they're not working.
Right.
So,
and the medical, some medical practices are doing that as well to protect their staff and to protect the patients coming in. So it really is, we are going to learn as we go. And we are going to develop some new strategies and techniques, which I think are quite important, because sadly, this isn't the last time we're going to see something like this. Hopefully it's the last time we see something of this magnitude, because it's been 100 years since we've seen something like this. But we will certainly be better in terms of our awareness and our skill development, our methodologies coming out the other side.
And let's go to the phones, but for that is, we had to react to something we haven't faced before. We faced it now,
correct,
and we've found what works. But to go to another draconian shutdown of this country again in October if this thing rolls back again. Hopefully we've got, learned enough to say how we would do this so we don't have to shut down everybody.
That certainly in Shasta County, that is certainly our initiative.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking for the entire community.
We cannot live through that
again.
Kay, good morning. Do you have a question for Joe Comente?
Well, good morning. Well, first of all, according to the news, the last person who's been diagnosed with the virus was last Thursday, so nobody's been diagnosed this week.
Okay.
According to the news.
Great news.
And also, I think, you know, like Texas, I understand, is doing it county by county, and I think that that's a better thing because this whole state, you know, I mean, it's what, the size of six eastern states?
Yeah, the state is too big. We all know that.
Yeah, it's too big to do the whole state by itself. And I think if in your letter you need to, that needs to be, you know, to the governor, that needs to be expressed. Also, I think that you sort of brushed over the fires, but the fires are very important, and they need to be looked at with the health situation too. People with lung problems, even if they're in remission, they ended up coming out in 2018, and it's taken. They're still trying to get over it.
Yeah, they're still trying to build.
So the county health department needs to look at that too, and hopefully we won't have a bad fire season.
Hopefully,
but should we?
Please do, God.
That will complex. Make things more complex, and there was no nothing that people could get to help them out, you know, because there were things that they couldn't do because they got sick, or even just not going outside to do anything in the yard, and you know, they didn't have money to hire somebody to do it, and they didn't get none of the FEMA things or anything were set up for people's health. And I think that needs to be addressed, too.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kay. That was a good point.
Thank you so much.
Good points there. 8:45 in the morning, 8:46 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They're not open, but they should be. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. They work on appointments. So if you call 244-9478, make your appointment. Mine's for May 1st. You know, I'm hoping. I'm betting on the fact that we can open up the barbershops and they can – if you work on appointments like they do, they can control the people coming in and the social distancing there. And except for the fact the guy cutting your hair. But it's worth it. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Teach your children well. Their father's health did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they fix. The one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online, call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Redding Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown. But what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to PPI Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, we're going to have Dr. Kara Tennant in about animals during this, how animals are being taken care of, how the veterinarians are handling this type of thing. Can your dog give you the virus? Your snake? I don't think snakes can. But can dogs pass this? We'll talk to Dr. Kara Tennant about that. But also, Joel Rodola from the Small Business Administration is joining us tomorrow also to talk about these programs, especially since the new one has just been passed. A lot of people were not able to get the PPP because they ran out of funds. And somehow this was delayed for 2 weeks because of politics, in my opinion. But now that was passed yesterday, so this money is now available again. So if you weren't able to because your bank ran out of money, it's time to jump back into that PPP. He'll be here to talk about that. I'm here with Joe Comente, and we're talking about the rollout after after this thing start to get lifted. And it's not going to be business as usual. Jeff Fink said, you got an 8-cylinder car capable of doing 160 miles an hour, and you're going to come out at 1-cylinder.
Right. Right. Nothing about this is precedented. I mean, we're in absolutely new territory. One of the benefits we have, and we're very thankful, is because we've done such a good job with our sheltering and we are a smaller, more spaced county. We don't have a dense population, that we've been able to manage this a lot better. But we still have to be very, very mindful. When we open up, that will allow people from outside the county, because right now we're trying to restrict. We can't, we don't have people set up at the border.
Okay, the fishing, okay? I've got a real good friend that has a fishing company here. This has cost him millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And we were talking about every one of our guides are not guiding. And yet we, you know, we're not shutting down fishing, but I understand the county's looking at not letting people come in from other places.
I don't know. I don't know the legal ramification. I don't know that we can stop people from coming in. But what we're asking people when they come, if they come in from outside the county, is to quarantine themselves for 14 days so that we know, they know whether they have the virus or not.
Oregon shut down the border for hunters and fishermen. Yeah. Can we do that?
I would imagine if Oregon did it, we can do it. It's not something I would like to see us do. I think I want to make sure everybody understands, and I'm sure they do, that we don't want to minimize the importance of human life. But we also have to appreciate that people need these things for their livelihoods. They need it for their mental health as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like fishing, although I'm not a fisher person, because I would assume that's the politically correct way to say that, that people go to fish because it's relaxing, and you can certainly socially distance yourself. So
I am so distanced. I'm even distanced from the fish. I never, you know, yeah. Fish are safe.
Which is what, when I fished and I duck hunted for a while, that was usually the case.
Yeah.
We always kept a safe distance because they were safe and I was distant. So I don't see us doing that. I think we really have to be mindful. Again, it's a very delicate balancing act here.
It's getting ready to be lake time.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody is. But so this thing starts getting lifted, you can expect the lakes to start wanting to rent houseboats out there. What kind of rules for that?
I'm not going to speak for the health department. I would just speak from a logic perspective for me. Is that, you know, we'd want the boats sanitized. We'd ask people who come to make sure they sanitize daily. Keep good distance from your party and another person's party so that you don't have, which typically is what happens anyway. We're not going to have the college Memorial Day or 4th of July where there's, you know, 400 of them on an island. We're not going to have that because we just
they
can't.
Would do it.
They would, yeah. And
they would do it in a heartbeat if you let them.
And I'm sure the sheriff's office, I don't want to speak for them, but I'm sure the sheriff's office would be very mindful of that. But, yeah, a lot of this we're going to learn as we go. And for me personally, because I've had conversations with, going back to the restaurateurs, I'm really going to weigh on their knowledge of their business and how they can best do this. They are very concerned citizens. They certainly don't want to put anyone in harm's way. How they can do this balancing act, because that's what this is. This is a balancing act. We don't know what we don't know, and we're going to have to do the best
if we can. If we start out slow with the ability to tamp it back down again, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's really the
we open
process.
Up restaurants and bars, and we do the social distance, and, yeah, it's going to be tough, but at least they're open again. And I think you're going to see people slow to come back. Because of just one of the comments we have here, there's a lot of sick, you know, a lot of people this could affect drastically. So
and we don't want that.
We don't want that. So you're going to have the distancing and all these things. It's going to change. It's already changed our way of life. It'll continue to change our way of life. Good news. One of the businesses here that I know of, a customer came in and gave him a check, a very large check, and just said, put it on an account. And so with a tip, just to support that local
correct.
Business. And hopefully everybody that you're going out, every day we go out for lunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that we did that before, but we do now and go try to go to a different business and, you know, buy lunch for people.
Absolutely. And we do the same thing.
Yeah.
And we're in good weather right now, so you can go find a nice spot and have a picnic, go pick up some food. And those are the little things, but they mean a lot. They mean a lot emotionally to these business owners.
Yeah.
And it may not take care of the financial shortfall, but it certainly shows them what our community is capable of doing.
Yeah.
And the solidarity that this community has. And that's my ask to everyone, especially as the political season really heats up in Shasta County. Let's not politicize this. Let's really focus on positive outcomes.
And getting this thing finished.
Yeah.
Getting back to normal, at least as normal as we're going to get.
Yeah, there's a new normal. We've had an experience we've never had before, and it will make us different. And my prayers and hopes are it will make us better, and that's really what we have to do.
Well, we have to pull together like this county can, and this county can. You know, people are. This is the thing about when you live up here in the North State, you're different than the Southerners. We come up here to have distance between us. We come up here so we don't have to interact and be on top of each other, and we believe in our constitutional rights. And there's this, you know, at this point, you know, we're getting stepped on.
Yeah,
you can only take this. You know, there's a social contract between people about we are going to support each other during
correct.
This thing. That's the social contract.
And I think that's really important. That's an excellent point that people really, in terms of their behavior towards one another, not hoarding, going out and helping community. The social contract, you make an excellent point, is really the contract that you rely on.
But the social contract between you and me and all the people that I run into and all the people here in our county, but at a certain point, okay, I'm going to take care. You know, I can do that, but I want to be able to do certain things.
Correct.
I want to go out to the gun range and shoot.
Correct.
And
I
those
think,
kind of things.
I think it's the more information that we can get out, and that's something that we really have to get better at, and we are getting better at it. There's a press conference on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 o'clock, Facebook Live. We can do that. We need to get better at communicating. But the greatest fear is fear itself, and we can't allow that to happen.
We can't let that. We've got to persevere on here. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Thanks
always
a lot
a pleasure,
for what
man.
You do for our community.
Thank you.
And like I said, tomorrow, Joe Rodola, SBA, and Dr. Kara Tennant. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys and hang on to that social contract and help each other out.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.